Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. And I wanted to just say a few words before Diane does the teaching on Joshua 19. The Bible verse out of that reading that caught my attention, actually, was Joshua 19:47, and it reads, "But the tribe of Dan had trouble taking possession of their land, so they attacked the town of Laish." They captured it, slaughtered its people, and settled there. They renamed the town Dan after their ancestors, Joshua 19:47. I remember when they crossed the Jordan and they came to the town of Jericho. That was one of, you know, the first battle that they really had. And God had already told them before that it was not going to be an easy takeover of what they were going to do. But he did tell them that regardless of what happened, it was in Joshua 1:9, to be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Also, I remember what was said in Deuteronomy. In Deuteronomy, they were told that the Lord was with them, and as long as they obeyed the Lord, things were going to work out. But when they disobeyed the Lord, they would have trouble. And so, even in the battle of Jericho, they obeyed God. But then the next battle that they had, the battle of Ai, they disobeyed God. Not all of them, but they were all responsible. And that was when one of them took some of the things and they hid them. And then they lost that battle. So whenever God has told them to do something and they don't do it, there was going to be consequences, just like it is for us. I had written in my notes, you know, obeying God is not always easy, but it's always the right thing to do. And when I don't obey God, I'm going to have some consequences. And this is what happened with the tribe of Dan. One of the things that we find out later in the book of Judges, it was that what had happened when they, why couldn't they possess the land? Why did they lose the land? One of the places was in Judges 1:34. It says the Amorites pressed the people of Dan back into the hill country, for they did not allow them to come down to the plains. And again, it is not going to always be easy to obey the Lord. But in the long run, it is going to be the best thing to do. And the other thing is that one of the things that we find out later about Dan is that their territory really got into some idolatry, because remember, they could not, they had trouble pushing the people out of the land. So what they did is that they went north, and they, outside of what God had told them to do, they went north and they took that land, and they even tried to make it look like it was okay, in that they named the land Dan, you know. But again, God allowed that to happen, but they still had consequences of that. And so the prayer that I have for myself is, Lord, help me to remember what you have shown me in my past and also what you say in your word. Isaiah 41:13 says that I am the Lord your God. I take hold of your right hand and I say to you, do not fear, I will help you. So Father, today when it comes down to whether I obey you or whether I do it my way, Father, help me to remember what you have said to me and what you have shown me. I can learn the hard way, or I can learn your way. Your way, it says, your yoke is easy and your burden is light comparatively. Not that it's not going to be, you know, some work that I have to do, but comparatively, Lord, I know that your way is the best. And Father, I pray, Father, that I can remember the things in your word and the things in my past and make the right decision to obey you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, I pray. Amen.